This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This next story, well, it's an interview, actually, is proof once again, if we still needed it, that any industry is ripe for disruption. Eyeglasses, razor blades, taxis. Also, sewing. And if you're thinking breaking out the old sewing machine at home, a paper pattern laid out on the table, pieces of cut-up fabric all over the place, Zoe Washington would like to disabuse you of that notion. She's a fashion journalist, also the founder of Sew Squad, S-E-W-S-Q-U-A-D, Sew Squad. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you've been a fashion journalist for a while, right? Like 10-something years?
I have. I've been in fashion since the year 2000. I started at Cosmopolitan magazine and then quickly went up the Hearst ladder and have been in fashion ever since. I made the transition over to digital media about 3 years ago when I was a fashion director at Brit & Co.
Okay, so what is it that you saw in your experience that made you say, you know what, there is a business model to be had in sewing patterns and people producing their own stuff?
You know, I mean, like most people in fashion, I was really enamored with the idea of sewing at a young age. And when I was a teenager, I would often go to traditional sort of craft stores, the Michaels, the Joann Fabrics, and I wouldn't see much, you know, in the aisles that looked like me, that reflected me. And so I was sort of surprised, you know, as I've been going through fashion as an editor and writer and stylist, that that had not been addressed. And I really think that there's just such a dearth of product out there for teenagers and tweens. And what we want to do is really take that same sense of curiosity and excitement about style and translate it to something that's a little bit more traditional, and vice versa. Take the traditional idea of sewing and bring it into the digital era.
Right. And give them something to wear when they're Instagramming all the time, right? Fundamental.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, it's a little crossover. All right. So look, so you sent us some stuff. It's a package with the branding up on top that says Sew Squad, and it is create your own classic tee, super simple sewing project, no machine necessary. I'm going to open it up.
I love it.
And I want to talk what we're going through here. So
it's
just
happening in real time.
In real time. As I do this, you know, I remember my mom when I was a kid, she would get sewing patterns like on that flimsy tissue material, and she'd lay it out on the dining room table and pin it to fabric. And she's probably listening to this, so she will certainly correct me in a phone call as soon as she hears it. But I don't recall her ever wearing anything that she made. But that's, I guess, that's my mom. That's not this. All right. So here's the fabric and the paper, convenient tape measure. And is the basic idea still the same? I mean, you supply the fabric, you lay it out, and you clip and sew. Is that the deal?
Yeah, the basic idea is still the same. It's really just a new interpretation of it. You know, it's really difficult if you ever went past just watching your mom make clothes.
I don't think anyway.
You missed out. But, you know, sometimes when they can be intimidating, and the barrier to entry to trying out your own sewing seems really high because it's very confusing. There's, you know, sometimes they're in French and there's multiple sizing, and there's a lot of sort of inside baseball speak when you open up a traditional sewing pattern. And so what we wanted to do is to really take a lot of the things that I learned as an editor and as a stylist and fashion writer, which is to be very direct, to be very visual, to be dynamic, and to show how you can style some of the clothes that you make, and simplify some of these ideas into something that's very easy to use and fun to wear, and that you can create, depending on your skill level, rather quickly. And even if it takes you a while, it's just a simple thing that you can pair into your outfit.
So this is great, actually, and you were not kidding when you were talking, you know, fundamentals and everything, because item one on one of these sheets I have in front of me now is how to thread a needle. Step one, get a sewing needle. Right?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know.
The 101s are very important,
for sure.
And that's something that we really learned working with a lot of young teens and tweens, which is, again, if we are going to say we're beginner-friendly, we have to be beginner-friendly. And you'd be surprised how many people, adults included, have never really tried sewing because they didn't quite know how to thread a needle.
Totally. So who makes the fashion and styling decision that you then put into these envelopes and send out to your, I guess, subscribers, right? Or you put them on the shelf at Joann. I mean, how do I get one of these things?
You can go straight to sewsquad.com.
Okay.
We sell them right now on our site, and we do new drops every season or so. And I'm lucky enough to be somebody who goes to market appointments and is able to see what designers are making 6 months ahead of time. And I use
so
a lot of...
So you know what's coming.
I know what's coming. Right. You know, and what we like to do is take all of that and see, think to ourselves, okay, what could our customer make on their own? What would they want to make? What silhouette would they find very wearable and very interesting, but maybe they just haven't figured out how to use it yet?
For sure. So about you and this business, are you going to now leave fashion and style journalism and be an entrepreneur? I mean, what's the plan?
Well, you know, I mean, I there's a lot of things that are ahead of us Kai. I mean, if we want to get in deep, yeah, that'd be great. It depends on how successful this segment goes. you know, I would love...
Look, we got you on the air.
Exactly. I would love that. You know, my passion is with style and fashion and discovering your own sense of self through the art of fashion. But Sew Squad is definitely my number one goal, and I am really excited for it because I think it really fills a gap that has yet to be addressed in this market.
Zoe Washington, company called Sew Squad. In her spare time, I guess she does this while she's not doing fashion journalism. Zoe, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.